on the bottom of Chaf Hamad Beis. Bechor shenofel lebor, bechor that fell into a bor, and now you have to know what you can do with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yerid Mumche V'Yireh Im Yesh Bo Mum. So a mumcha goes down and checks and sees if it has a mum. And bechor with a mum you can shecht, and it goes to the kohen. The kohen eats it. Bechor tam has to be brought as a korban. So im yesh bo mum yala v'yishchot. If it has a mum, then you can take it out of the boar and shecht it. V'im lav lo yishchot. And if not, you can't shecht it. Rav Shimon Omer kol she'ein mum al yikr min ba'od yom ein zem min amuchat. Rav Shimon holds, no, as long as the mum wasn't nikr, Erev Yontif, so it's muktzah. And we'll see, it's not really muktzah, but there's a reason why then it's not min amuchan, and you can't check it for a mum on Yontif. Rashi. Bechor shenofel lebor, bechor bizman hazeh ein nishchat belo mum, mitnei shekodshim bo. Right, a bechor without a mum you can't shech, bizman hazeh, because it's a korban. And there's no can't bring karbonos. The me'elef who kodesh. They don't have to be makdish it. It automatically is kodesh by being a bechor. V'ashoch tok shutam, ha'vishochi kodeshim b'chutz v'onish koris. Person who shechts it when it doesn't have a mum is shechting a korban chutz v'nikdosh is chayiv koris. So shenofel lebor v'yori pen yom usham. So yomtif, otherwise just leave it. But since it fell into a bor, you're afraid it's going to die down there if you don't shecht it. And then you'll lose it completely. So mumche boki b'mumim, you send down an expert who knows how to discern what's a mum and what's not. L'hafchin be mum kavua la mum over. You can tell the difference between a mum kavua, which you're allowed to shecht it, and a mum over, which you're not allowed to shecht it. Yesh bo mum al korchik Rabbi Yehuda muktze isle. So now Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktze, right? Uva mum hanofel bo b'yontif lo shori. Therefore, he's not talking about a mum that came on Yontif. Because when Yontif came in, the animal was not roi, because it didn't have a mum. And then, what's it called? You're surely not allowed to shecht it. The lav died to yoleh miyaspo. You didn't have your mind on this bechor from Erev Yontif if it didn't have a mum on Erev Yontif. Therefore, you have to learn the Mishnah. Bechor bal mum. Shalohi ro lechachem bod yom. It's talking where it had a mum already, Erev Yontif, but you didn't have a chance to show it to a chachem to see if the mum was a mum over or a mum kavua, if it was the kind of mum that you could shech the animal for. Latiro, v'nofel lebor b'yontif, and it fell into a bor on yontif, then yered mumcha v'yira mum shahoya bo esmo, then the mumcha can go and see the mum that was there already erev yontif, so im mum kavua hu yala v'yishchot. Then it was not muktzah, because your mind was on it, because you knew it had a mum, you weren't sure if the mum was a good mum or not. So now you can have a mumcha discern that on yontif. Mishum de muktzah leka de miyasmo daiti oleo. Since it had a mum, you had your mind on it from yesterday, it wasn't muktzah. Ein ze min amuchen, la mishum muktzah, osele, de halesle muktzah. Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muktzah. So it can't be osir because of muktzah. El lefisha matiro b'yontif v'nirik misakno. Rav Shimon holds you can't see mumim to be matir a bechor on yontif. One reason is because it looks like you're misakin the behema. Till now you couldn't use it, now you can use it. So it's tikkun. Or, inami, the havi le kidon din. It's like being don dinim. The asr being don dinim on Yontif and Shabbos. And this is like making a din to decide whether this animal has a mum or not as a din. The gozer be mishum shvus. B'hochi komer, ein hataros o heter, the eno muchen lehechsher. Doesn't mean that's eno min amuchen, it's muktzah. Just you're not allowed to be matarid on Yontif. Either, Rashi says, two reasons again. One, because nira kemisakno, and the other one is because it's donis hadin. Others say, the Ravid says, because of tiltul. It's impossible to look at the mum without moving the animal, and you'll be metaltul an animal. You're not allowed to be metaltul an animal on Yontif. And another reason is because maybe you'll come to shecht it. And lemaisa, it's what's called muktzah legabe shechita, at least. And the Rosh says the Rambam, the Tzvi Magid Mishnah says the reason you can't check mumin on yontif is because of simchas yontif. We're afraid that you're not in the mood to do it properly, and you won't take the time to look at it properly, and you'll be matir a mum that's really not a good mum to be matir. Okay, but my komiflegate. So the Gemara asks, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Ename a beroin mumim komiflegate. Rabbi Yehuda saw a roin mumim beyontif. Rabbi Shimon saw a ain roin mumim, and that's the way Rashi explained the Mishnah, that the machlokas is, are you allowed to see and be matir a bechor on yontif from the mum that it has? Right, so v'lif begu beroin mumim, the alma. Bechor shenofa lebor, so just tell me the case. If you have a regular bechor, it didn't have to fall into a hole, right? Are you allowed to look on yontif to see if it has a mum or not? Why do you have to speak about a bechor that fell into a bor? So Mora says, bechor shenofa lebor, it's the richalei. No, you needed to know this case. Sol kadait chamina, mishum tsar balichayim, larim v'liske. Right, krib Yeshua. Kamash malon, I might think since the bechor is in a bor, the tsar balichayim, that because it's tsar balichayim, you're allowed to be marim, to send somebody down to what's it called, to look and to bring it up, what's it called, beharama, that you're going to need to look at it or whatever in order to be able to shecht it. And looks like Rabbi Yeshua. See 1 second what the case of Rabbi Yeshua is. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. That we don't say that since Zar Balichayim, you're allowed to bring it out of the boar to look at it. But you send the mumcha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you send the mumcha into the boar, and only after you ascertain that it had a mum can you bring it up. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't even do that. Rashi, inem a baro in the havada mishu muktza lo havi tamayu, like we explained in the Mishnah. Can't be the reason is because of muktza, because they hold the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktza, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muktza. So it must be talking about a mum that already was there, erev yontif. So it's not muktza. So the shaila is, lechora, whether you're allowed to be matur a bechor on yontif or not. The ipcha shamin lo, and lemishum rias mum, the Rabbi Shimon sover ein roim, kivin da havi leki yoshe v'don din, or let's because of Masakin, one of the two. So where it says, leflagi bi'alma, v'lo nofel abor. Then tell me the regular case of a bechor. Can you check a bechor for mumin on yontif, period? La'arim lomer vada yimtzebo mum. Could you say, well, I'm sure it's going to find a mum, and we can take it out of the boar, and then, at least you got it out of the boar because of Tsar Balichai. And then you won't check it for mumin. Okay? But you'll be marim. You're gonna make a harama, right? A trick. The liske k'Rabbi Yeshua, dom reperik mashilin, also v'yas b'no, shenofel the boar, right? In where's Rabbi Yeshua's case? You have a case of a mother and a child that fell into the boar together on yontif. You can't shech both of them because you're not allowed to shech the mother and the child on the same day. So what do? You make a trick. Ma'ales arishon, almanas lishchol. You take one of them out, and your intention is to shecht it. Then you say, oh, I don't think I want to shecht this one. I think I'll shecht the other one. Then you take the second one out. This way you get both of them out of the board. Ve'eno shochet, v'chos r'ma'as ha'sheni. Rotsa zeh shochet, rotsa now. You can shecht either one. Can't shecht both of them. But you got both out of the board by making this trick that you took the first one out to shecht, then you changed your mind, then you took the second one out. So the Gemara says, so that's why they want to tell me that you shouldn't do that. You can't say, I think there's probably a mum, let's take it out and check it. You can't do that. First you have to check it for the mum, and if there's a mum, then you can take it out. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't even check it. So Gemara says, Ihachi lo yishchot lo yala v'yishchot niboyale. If that's the chiddush, it shouldn't have just said you can't shecht it. The chiddush is you can't take it out of the boar either. And then shecht it if it has a mum. So Mar says, Lo tzricha da'avar v'aske. No, it's talking we took it out already. And now the shayla is only the gabi the shechita. Solka daitech amino l'shachte. Once you took it out already, I might think you could shecht it if it has a mum. Kamash v'lon, that what's it called, you can't. Mar says, l'shachte. If you took it out of the boar and it doesn't have a mum, how could you shecht it? Ha'tamu. It's also to shecht. It's a tam. Ha'lo tzricha da'nofel be'muma. We're talking, it had a mum. You took it out, right? You didn't ask any questions. You took it out of the boar. And now the question is, and you found it has a mum, could you shecht it or not? Mora says, how could you shecht it? Well, muktzahu, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah. Elad, nofel be mum over Erev Yontif. This is what Raul Rashi explained all this in the Mishnah. It's talking where there was a mum over on Erev Yontif. So it wasn't muktzah. You had your mind on it. You just didn't check it to find out if this mum was a good mum or not, but you knew it had a mum. V'hashta havilei mum kavua. Mao the same as the daiti alive in Ishkatei Kamashvalan. Right? I might think that what's it called now, since your mind was on it from Erev Yontif, now you could shecht it. Kamashmal or not. Rashi.
Since it, what's the, why is the reason it said a bechor that fell into a boar? To tell me the chiddush that you can't take it out because it's tzar bar lechayim.
The imlav lo yaleo mi boyale. Right? And it should say, and if it doesn't have a mum, you can't take it out of the boar. Because that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you can't take it out of the boar, just stop, because it's tzar bar lechayim. To a ikr mishum halon nokitla. Ushchita pshita lav shchita, for sure you can't shecht it. Question is, could you take it out of the boar because it's tzar balichai? So it says, "Lo tzricha the over vaske." Umashmuusa de lo laske mi reisha shema mina. The reisha tells me that you can't take it out. That's the chiddush. That's why it said the case of what's it called of diktani yerid hamumcha v'yira, v'loktani yaleu v'yira. So the Mishnah says, "Let the mumcha go into the boar to check it, not take it out and check it." So for the reisha, I know this chiddush. That I might think because it's tzar bar lechayim, you could take it out of the boar and say, I probably has a mum, let's take it out. Can't do that. You have to leave it in the boar and let a mumcha check it, and only then, if it has a mum, can you take it out and shecht it. V'hadar ashmin and achrisi. And the sefer tells me the opposite. The over v'aski, if you lemaisa took it out of the boar wrongly, v'lo matza ba mum, and you didn't find a mum, then you can't shecht it. Where it says enough of me, mum the chor, it's tam. Where it says no, it had a mum, right? So if it had a mum, then it's what's it called the chor? It's mukta. Where it says no, it had the mum already erev yontif. The enough of me mum hashta. That's what we think now. Vachi komer im yesh bo mum akavu erev yontif yala v'yishchot. If this mum was already there from erev yontif, then you could take it out and shecht it. If you find that it has a mum that was already there from erev yontif. The imlav, the lohayim erev yontif, if the mum wasn't there from erev yontif, elahayom afilu over veleo lo yishchot. Even if you took it out of the boar, you can't shecht it, because it's muktzah. V'ham muktzahu, ime esma lohavi be mum klal, pshitav lo yishchot, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If it didn't have a mum yesterday, even if it has a mum today, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah. Do ashmin Rabbi Yehuda bekama duchti disle muktzah. Kamashmo andi lohavi kavu am erev yontif, lo yishchot mishum de muktzah machmas isr havi. Right? Either way, so if the chiddush is that if it didn't have a mum kavua from erev yontif, you're not allowed to shecht it either because it's muktzah, right? Because yesterday you couldn't shecht it because it was a bechor tam, or because it's a knas. Since you took it out shelo kedin, we're not going to let you shecht it. Bechor tam shenofel lebor garsinu bebraisa. When you get it, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, b'chor tam shenofel lebor. You have a b'chor tam. The Brisa says b'feirush is talking about a tam. B'chor tam that fell into a bor. So that means when it fell in, it didn't have a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Yerid Mumcha V'Yirim Yesh Bo Mum Yala V'Yishchot V'Imlav Lo Yishchot. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, this is not Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Right, he says that you send down a mumcha, and if he finds it has a mum, you can take it out and shecht it. Even though when it fell in, it was a tam. And now it got a mum by falling into the board. But if not, you can't shecht it. Omer lo Reb Shimon Menashe, this is not the Reb Shimon of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Menashe, Hari Omru ein roin mumim b'yontif. Right, the Maisha, the halacha is, you're not allowed to see mumim of a b'chor on yontif. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Bechor tam shenofel lebor garsinu. In the Brice it says bechor tam. In the Mishnah it doesn't say bechor tam because we set it up that it was a bechor that had a mum erev yontif. But in the Brice it's talking about bechor tam. The less lehu muktzah lahanach tanoi bechor. This Brice goes according to Reb Shimon who doesn't hold of mumim. Doesn't hold of muktzah. The chol shaita daiti aloi shamiyipo b'mum. He always has in mind that if there'll be a mum, I want this animal. So this it's not muktzah. So both according to Reb Yehuda Hanasi and Reb Shimon Menashe, the problem muktzah is not a problem. Yerid mumcha velo la'arim laske. Mumcha has to go into the boar. That's the first chiddush. We don't take it out of the boar because it's tzar bar lechayim, but you have to check it in the boar. Reb Yehuda Hanasi hu Rebbe. V'lav haynu Reb Yehuda de Masnisim. This is not the Reb Yehuda of the Mishnah. The Stam Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda ber Veloy. Stam Reb Yehuda is Reb Yehuda ber Veloy, not Reb Yehuda Hanasi. If it has a mum, even if the mum came on yontif, this brisa holds that there's no din of muktzah.
and you're allowed to shecht it. Yala v'yishchot, the leshli muktzah b'bechor. V'im lav, v'over v'askein, and if it doesn't have a mum, and you took it out of the boar, then lo yishchot afilu nofel bo mum la'achar hava. Even if it got a mum after you took it out of the boar, since when you took it out of the boar, it didn't have a mum, and you weren't allowed to take it out, we give you a knas that you can't shecht it. U'knasahu mishum v'over v'askein. We're giving you a knas because you took it out of the boar. Inami lo yishchot lo yale b'harom ha'shchita k'omer. Or lo yishcho means you're not allowed to take it out of the boar thinking that, well, I'm going to check it and see. It probably has a mum. Can't do that either. You have to leave it in the boar and check it in the boar. And if it doesn't have a mum that you can see in the boar, you can't take it out of the boar. And you can't take it out in order to shecht it. So lo yishcho lo yitzrich to atamu. Because if it doesn't have a mum, you don't need to be told you can't shecht it. You can't shecht it anyway. It's a tam. U'masnisen v'lo shanin en hachi. Mishun masnisen lo matzina lo kmin v'tam. Our mission didn't say this. Because our Mishnah can't be talking about a tam because it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktzah. It has to be talking where it was a balmum already, Erev Yontif. Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda muktzah isle. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be that if you find a mum on Yontif, then you can check it. Because if you find a mum on Yontif, it's muktzah. The kivin dal korkach be balmum took melo, it's rich lishnuye sefa, bishnuye dechika, ulamemer lo yishchot lo yale ka'omer. And since it's talking about balmum, you don't have to set up the sefer talking about the fact that you can't take it out until you check it for the mum. We know it had a mum before, right? Elamai, the chiddush is that what's it called that the hamotzil shnuy shapik gashim. We can say what we said before that the chiddush is that you can't take it out of the boar to check it. You have to leave it in the boar to check it. And that what's it called? And if the mum wasn't there from before Yontif, then it's muktzah and you can't shecht it bechlal. Dashmiinim v'imlav de lo haya kavum bod yom dafilu over va'aski lo yishchot. If there was no mum before Yontif, then you can't shecht it on a mum that came on Yontif. But the brayso can't say like that because the brayso holds that even if there wasn't a mum there of Yontif, you could shecht it. The afagad is avid le mum kavu ahashti. Even though the mum came on Yontif, you still can't shecht it because it's muktzah. Loshen acher. Logaris b'braisa b'chor tam. Another way of learning, another girsa is that the braisa doesn't say b'chor tam. It just says b'chor shenofal, just like our Mishnah. Elakim asnisin garsinim b'braisa, b'chor shenofal abor. U'mesuk mahochi b'chor shenofal abor, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi omer yerid mumcha v'yira, d'lo narim v'naske meikora. The reason Rabbi Yehuda Anossi says that you have to go down into the bor, because you're not allowed to take it out until you find out if it has a mum or not. Im yesh bo mum, if you'll find that it had a mum from Erev Yontif, then you can shecht it. But if you found that the mum came today, then you can't take it out. You can't ask a Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, it's pashut, what's the chiddush, it's muktzah. The eel of the day, it's rich, the hashtu dashmin, just lay muktzah. Because we don't know that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi holds a muktzah. Now we're learning the braisa that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi also holds a muktzah. But that's a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, holds throughout Shas muktzah. There's no chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, we tell that he tells a muktzah. Omer the Rabshim Menashe, Ari Omer, Rabbaseinu, Doros, Shlefaneinu, Ein Ruim Mumin. Rabshim Menashe said, Lamaisa, the what's it called, the Tanoim before us said that you can't be Roem Mumim on Yontif. Either, like Rashi says, because of Besakin, or Don Sadin, or the other reasons he said. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Midorish Lefneim Hoya. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was the Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, came way before Reb Shimon Ben Manasseh and Reb Yehuda Anossi. The Rebbe Talmido Hoya. Rebbe was a Talmid of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Ki da Omer Sechus Erevin, Omer Sechus Shabbos. Omer Rebbe, Kshayinu Lomdim Torah Eitzel Reb Shimon, Bitakua Hayinu Malin Lo Shemen. Rebbe quoted his Rebbe, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Kamerle Reb Shimon Ben Ashi, the Rebbe, Hari Nechleku Dorosh Lefaneinu, V'nez Lechumra. There was a machlokas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether Roin Mumin be Yontif or not. And we should be machmer like Reb Shimon, that you can't see Mumin on Yontif. So what difference does it make if the Mum was there or wasn't there, right? Lamaisi, you're not allowed to send a Mumcha in to check Mumin on Yontif.